The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Have to leave that to chance. We don't have to leave it till just when we are have the right person or just the right conditions, the person is behaving properly, and you know, we don't have to leave that to chance. Instead, we can cultivate our minds in a way that our mind inclines this way, that our mind is more apt to go that direction. Even if the conditions aren't perfect, even if there isn't like the perfect person to whom we're going to send this loving kindness or something. For me, there was something freeing about this realization that we can cultivate this quality. We don't just have to wait for love, kindness, care to arrive. So in some ways, how this loving kindness that we cultivate here, how it's different than how maybe we speak about love in the more conventional way, is that sometimes love has is associated with passion. Just not a bad thing, but loving kindness is different than passion. Whereas passion is kind of enmeshed with these feelings of desire or wanting or owning and possessing, craving, needing. Like passion can slip into that. And then this kind of naturally leads to suffering, right? When we feel like we need or crave or want or have to have or something like this. Or if we have these big highs, often it's disappointing when there's a big low afterwards. So in contrast to the passion, loving kindness is more about this unconditional warmth, unconditional caring. And in a way that is also without expectations. It's not, we're not demanding that people behave in a particular way. We're not demanding that the conditions be a particular way. Instead, cultivating loving kindness is more about softening our hearts and inclining the mind so that we can find warmth and care and kindness, respect, in all kinds of places, towards all kinds of people, in so many different conditions. So in this way, loving kindness is different than the love that we often have in popular culture, or just the way kind of love is understood in English. Is that it's not associated with passion. It's more about unconditionality and not having expectations. In addition, love in the more conventional way can be involved with sentimentality, with this, which is like a facsimile of caring. Like it's similar to caring, it's related to caring, often looks like caring, and is maybe enmeshed with caring too. But often sentimentality has that it limits itself only to experiences of pleasure, that it finds pain unbearable, things that are uncomfortable unbearable. So our sentimental nature is, or if we are in having a sentimentality, it's about things have to just be good. It's a little bit, you know, it's funny, this expression that came to my mind is like rainbows and unicorns. You know, that's kind of an extreme, but often sentimentality has this feeling that things have to just be delightful all the time. And of course, in order to only be focusing on the pleasurable things, sentimentality also kind of gives us a soft focus. Like we don't really want to look too closely at things when we have a sentimental view about it. We don't really want to know like what's behind the screen or really how that person is. Instead, we are kind of having like a projection on them. So in contrast, loving kindness is a way that, again, kind of softens our heart and opens our mind in a way that allows us to hold some of the difficulties with the beautiful, allows us to hold some of the things that are less than ideal allows us to put down our holding on so tight to ideas that things have to be a certain way. And when we're able to put those down, then we can see more clearly and see, oh yeah, this person is a mixture. Things that I love and appreciate and things that maybe is something other than love and appreciation. Or the situation is a mixture. And let's be honest, that's reality. So loving kindness practices, it helps us to just be with reality, be with things as they are. Especially if we can soften our own hearts about ourselves and about the way things are, then and somehow allow things to be how they are. And allow them to be with a certain warmth, like, yes, this is what's actually happening. There can be enormous freedom, enormous sense of well-being there. And that's a big part of why we practice loving kindness. Not for the passion or sentimentality, but to find the freedom and the ease and the peace for ourselves and in our relationships to others. So with that as an introduction, I'll introduce a loving kindness practice. Those of you who have been coming regularly know this, that for the practice that we'll be doing here, there's three elements. The first is to bring to mind the person to whom one is sending loving kindness. I'm using this word sending. I don't really know what that means exactly, send. Maybe you can explore this for yourself. For the one that we have the intention, the wish for them to be happy, the wish to send warmth, kindness, respect, care. You can use all those words. You can choose one word. So we bring this person to mind. We visualize them. If visualization is something that you can do without it being too much work or bothersome. We use our body to support us as a second element. Often when we're doing loving kindness practice, we'll feel a warmth in the heart center, in the chest, or maybe a softness. Maybe there's just a sense of relaxation or ease, or maybe there's a sense of contentment. And then the third element are phrases that we repeat silently in our minds. And these are just to help support our intention of cultivating loving kindness. It's of the nature of our minds to kind of want to think and go off onto something else. So having the phrases is a way to just keep on coming back to this intention for cultivating, developing, sending loving kindness. So in this practice, we'll start with the benefactor, which also could be known as the easy being or the lovable being, somebody for whom it's easy to feel love towards, love, care, warmth, tenderness, respect. Usually these individuals are people that we have uncomplicated relationships with, and we may not know them personally. It can be somebody who's been a teacher for us, somebody who's really helped us. It could be a spiritual leader, somebody that we don't even know personally. Some people like to use puppies, babies, kittens. It's something that just kind of makes your heart soften or melt or expand, open. And then after the benefactor, we'll build on that and just kind of have our love and kindness get a little bit bigger to also include ourselves. Of course we deserve loving kindness. Of course. Sometimes it's not so easy to wish ourselves loving kindness. It can have been a lifetime habit for many of us to be critical. All these things that we're doing wrong or should do better or all these things. It's quite something. So it can be quite a practice to develop loving kindness for ourselves. So then for those of you who came in just a few minutes late, I'll say that today's loving kindness session will end a little bit early. And this is just a one-time thing. We're going to end a little bit early so that something else can start here at 7 o'clock. There's some training for the teachers and managers tonight at 7 o'clock. I didn't intend to speak quite this long. But let's begin some meditation. So you can begin by taking an alert, upright posture. Let's start with three long, slow, deep breaths, just as a way to kind of connect to the body. And sometimes slower breaths can help encourage relaxation or ease. And then allowing the breath to return to normal, and just trusting that the body knows how to breathe. We don't have to do anything special. We don't have to manipulate the breath. Or just allow the body to breathe however it wants to. To help support bringing some ease to the body, we can check in those places that are the most common where we hold tension. It's very common for humans to hold tensions in their face. That is the area where we have a lot of expression of emotion, specifically with the eyes or the jaw. Sometimes just by bringing our attention to those areas, the tension can release. Maybe not. And that's okay too. This isn't one more project that we have to get rid of all of our tension. We're just encouraging, creating the conditions so that that tension or tightness that can readily soften, we're just allowing it to soften. The neck, shoulders, allowing the shoulder blades to slide down the back. The belly, allowing it to soften. You can feel the pressure of the cushion or chair against your body. See if you can feel grounded. And trust that gravity will keep you there and that your spine will keep you upright. Check in with our legs and feet. And again, feeling the feet on the ground, allowing us to feel steady, secure. We're here. We're here. Now. Do just a little bit of mindfulness of breathing. So you can rest your awareness on the sensations of breathing. That is the movement of the abdomen or the chest. Or maybe the feeling of the air going in and out of the nose. Whichever feels accessible, feels supportive of your practice right now. See if you can feel, what does it feel like to breathe? We're not thinking about this as much as feeling with our bodies, the sensations of breathing. If you find that your mind has drifted away, that doesn't have to be a problem. Just very simply begin again. The sensations of breathing. So this resting awareness on the sensations of breathing can be a home base. This, coming back, we often call this mindfulness of breathing. If you ever get confused, lost, overwhelmed, unsure what to do, uncomfortable in such a way that you want to do something different, you can always come back to this. Mindfulness of the movement of the abdomen or the chest. And then to start loving kindness practice, bring to mind a benefactor or a lovable being. That is, somebody for whom it's easy to feel warmth, care, respect, love. And visualize this person or being. You may notice, it may be that just bringing this person or being to mind causes the heart to have some delight or softness. Maybe not too. And then to support our loving kindness in the heart, cultivating, developing this quality, inclining the mind towards this quality, we'll say the phrases. So you can repeat silently after me. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. You're welcome to modify the phrases in a way that resonates with your heart, makes sense to you. Of course, they don't have to be in English. They can be in whichever language is the language of your heart. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Now I'll be silent for a bit so that you can work at your own pace. can check in with your body and see if there is some warmth or softening or opening of the heart center, or maybe you feel it in the belly. Just because we're doing this practice, there's no guarantees that loving kindness is going to arise. We're just helping to create the conditions. So it's okay if it's not there, or you're not even sure what I'm talking about. That's okay too. If you do find a sense of warmth or softness, you can allow it to get as big as it would like to get. No need to make it bigger. You can allow it to be whatever it likes to be, perhaps bigger. This way we can use the body to help support our loving kindness practice. And see if we can allow this noise that's arising in some way. Can we have loving kindness towards that? Just allow it to be there. Allow it to be just as it is. Now we'll build on this foundation of loving kindness towards the benefactor or other lovable being. Just expand the sense of loving kindness to include ourselves. Some people like to visualize themselves, either how they are now, or perhaps a younger version of themselves. Maybe even as a child or a baby. Some people like to have a felt sense, like the inside of their body somehow, or maybe the feeling of the pressure of the cushion or the chair, kind of reminding them that they're here. Whichever is the simplest or the most accessible. And then we can just change the pronoun in the phrases. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. So it may be that some people may start arriving for the next event. Maybe we can include them in our loving kindness. Whomever walks through the door, may they be happy. May they be safe. May they be healthy. May they live with ease. And then to end this meditation, feel the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body. Feel your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So thank you. Thank you for your practice. There's a lot of commotion kind of happening out there. People are starting to arrive. For those of you who came late, you'll know that we're going to end this practice early today because there's an event that's happening at 7. But in this way, that's kind of, in some ways, we can open our loving kindness and just allow what's arising without getting into a struggle with it or sending little hate, or maybe hate's too strong a word, but you know, like, how dare they disrupt our meditation. Instead, can we just open it up and say, okay, this is what's happening. May this person who's making this noise, may they be safe and happy, healthy, living with ease. So I wish you all a wonderful evening, and may you have happiness and ease in your lives. Thank you.